Number 12, Jason Dominguez. Number 12, Matt Bird at first base. Number 25, Anthony Garcia. Number 25, Matt Ford catching. Number 21, Antonio Gomez.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, after a little bit of a longer hiatus than we had expected, we will have baseball here tonight. And Tampa, Florida, Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show. By the time we get underway, we'll be about a 2.5 hour delay at the start. A 9 p.m. first pitch scheduled tonight between Daytona and Tampa. And there are a couple of caveats. As I'm Justin Rock, welcoming you inside George M. Steinbrenner Field. But one of the interesting caveats tonight, because the game is starting so late, scheduled to start at 9 o'clock, spoke with the press box crew here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Apparently, it is a little-known MILB rule that they only found out about a couple of weeks ago. Any game that starts at 9 o'clock or later has to be 7 innings in length. So because our game will now start at 9 o'clock, we will only play 7 innings tonight. Tanner Cooper expected to get the ball for Daytona, 4-1, a 3.10 ERA. Tyrone Yuli, the native of the Dominican, expected to get the ball for Tampa here today, 2-2, a 4.64 earned run average. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of tonight's ball game and get you the starting lineups and all that fun stuff, don't want you to miss a minute, but earlier today, it was way long ago now, almost 7 hours ago, when me and Michael Troutwine sat down and talked about the start to his season, the different challenges he's faced, what it was like for he and his teammates to square off against Jacob DeGrom last week, and a little bit about our Big Ten roots and some fun we may be having with some other Tortuga players and staff as the college football and college sports season comes around the bend at the end of the season. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. So, without further ado, here is the man of the hour, catcher Michael Troutwine.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside catcher and now a little bit of an outfielder, Michael Troutwine. Michael, welcome back down here to Daytona Beach. It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you back down here in Daytona. How's the experience been for you?
It's been good, man. You know, we got a good coaching staff down here, really good group of guys. You know, it's been fun playing some ball, having a good time, and man, we played some cool spots, cool stadiums, so I'm enjoying it.
What's it been like for you here the last couple of days now here in Tampa at the Yankee Spring Training Complex? This place is absolutely massive. Is it ever overwhelming sometimes, some of these big ballparks you play in on the road?
You know, I wouldn't use the word overwhelming, but it is pretty cool to see. You come out to these parks and, you know, especially this one here, it's so big and it's so, it reminds you of Yankee Stadium. So it's a pretty cool experience. And, all the facilities we play at are pretty great, so can't complain.
And speaking of playing New York affiliated teams last week, you're taking on the St. Lucie Mets, and you're in the lineup on Friday night, and there's some pitcher by the name of DeGrom on the hill facing off against you guys. What was it like in the clubhouse before the game, you know, going over scouting reports for a two-time NL Cy Young Award winner?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we were pretty amazed that we had the opportunity. You know, he's obviously one of the best pitchers to ever live. He's arguably the best pitcher in our generation. So you kind of see a talent like that day in, day out growing up, and, you know, you finally get a chance to face a guy like that. It's pretty cool. So we were all, you know, we're all talking about, you know, facing the locker room and, you know, hoping we can put something in play, have a good at bat, and, you know, you see him on the mound when you're in the box, and it's like a pretty surreal moment. It's pretty cool.
What was it like for you stepping in that box for the first time, staring him down, and the first pitch, you foul it off? What was going through your mind when you fouled off that first pitch?
You know, I knew he obviously throws hard, and he's got that nasty slider that's coming in at like 94. So I fouled off the first fastball and was pretty upset. I was like, man, I really hope I don't get a slider right here. You know, of course he goes slider, swing and miss, swing and miss, and had probably one of his easier at-bats in his career. But, you know, it was just cool to say you face the guy like that. And, you know, you try to treat it like a regular at-bat, but sometimes it's pretty hard when DeGrom's on the mound, you know.
It was really cool seeing not only yourself have some success against him in the box, but your teammates had three base hits against him, something that he hadn't given up in quite a while in this league. What was it like for you guys in the dugout watching Austin Callahan, first and foremost, almost take him deep, and then, you know, Jack and Steven pick up base hits? And for the most part, through the three innings you pitched, each and every one of you had some pretty good at-bats, you know, fouling off pitches and at least making them work a little bit more than other teams have.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. You know, obviously Callahan, it's a laser, you know, right center. That's such an awesome swing, and it's you know, it's a cool moment to do it off a guy like that. But yeah, like up throughout the order, I thought we put some good at bats, and you know, we kind of made him earn his outs, and you know, it's fun to watch guys compete against him.
Now, you played a lot of catcher last year after being drafted by the Reds organization. You've played a little bit more outfield during the course of this year, not just here in Daytona, but in Dayton as well. You've had a few starts out in left field. Have you had any experience in the outfield before this year, and what's that been like for you, getting some opportunities in the outfield just to make sure you get in the lineup a little bit more?
Yeah, so I have fairly brief experience in the outfield. I played a little bit in summer ball after my freshman year of college, made a few starts in the outfield in my college seasons, midweeks and whatever. But yeah, really not too much experience. But again, you know, I think I held my own out there, and, you know, I think I'm athletic enough to play a corner outfield position or something like that. And again, it's anything to do to get in the lineup and try to help the team win, I'm willing to do so.
What's it like for you as a player when you're approached for something like that? Like, hey, we want to try and you out at a different position, someplace you maybe not be so comfortable in, but it's coming from a place like, hey, we want to get you in the lineup a little bit more. What's that experience like for you trying to, you know, balance both ideas?
You know, I obviously I'm a catcher first, and, you know, that's kind of where I think I belong, but I'm all about it. You know, like if they were to tell me to play shortstop tonight, I would do it. You know, I just want to play. I want to have some fun, try to win some games. Doesn't really matter to me where I am.
One of the other great things I feel like for you is you always seem to have an incredible positive energy. And it's a lot of your teammates as well, not just here in Daytona, but when you were up in Dayton as well. Where does that positive mindset come from, and how does that help you on a day-to-day basis in baseball when it can be such a grind day in and day out?
You know, honestly, I think it comes from, you know, baseball. The nature of baseball is there's a lot of failure and there's a lot of little failure. And I think, you know, having played the game for so long and having family who've played the game for so long, just been around it so much, you kind of have to treat it like that. You have to treat it, you know, you fail, you're going to fail and it's going to happen. But if you can stay positive and try to have fun through it, like, it just makes the experience so much better. So that's kind of the way I've been approaching it. And, you know, you're going to have bad days, and that's the only guarantee in baseball, is that you'll probably have some bad days. So, you know, I try to keep a positive attitude throughout it all and be a good teammate. And, you know, I think that's kind of the stuff you'll remember in 30 years from now, you know.
You talk about your family lineage. Your grandfather was a pro ball player. Your dad was a pro ball player, a major leaguer. What's it been like for you since being drafted last year, sharing that experience with your family, to know that, you know, not very many people get a chance to play pro ball, but the Troutwine family can say they have three generations of pro ball players? That's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And, you know, growing up, hearing stories from my grandpa and my dad about their pro ball experiences on the field, off the field, cool teammates they've played with. You know, it's for me, it's kind of a cool thing to be able to add my own little stories in there too and kind of give them a newer perspective on what pro ball is like. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be telling my kids stories of my pro ball days one day. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a special moment to just, you know, sit down with your pops and grandpa and talk about pro ball. It's pretty cool.
One final question for you, Michael. We talked a little bit about this last year. We're a couple of Big Ten guys. I'm a Penn State alum. You're a Northwestern alum. We've had some Big Ten guys up and around the organization. But there's been some news in the last couple of weeks with USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten in the next couple of years. Jamal O'Gwin here is a USC alum. Dennis Boatman spent some time at UCLA. Has there been any talk and maybe new rivalries budding inside the locker room, inside the organization the last couple of weeks?
We've definitely been talking about it. You know, obviously it's a pretty cool change and a big change for the Big Ten. And, you know, I always joke around that you know, my Northwestern guys will get a nice little vacation to L.A. twice a year now, which is pretty cool. And, again, you know, I'm excited to see USC, the famed football, come into Evanston on 11 a.m. on a Saturday and see what that's really about. So, you know, it's cool and you know, it's a cool experience for Northwestern guys and Big Ten guys alike just to kind of step outside of what they're used to and see some new competition.
I was going to say, you're a little jealous that you're not going to be able to make some of those trips out to California with the Wildcats.
Yeah, that would have been a nice, you know, especially that first week of Big Ten play. It's always still about 40 degrees anywhere you go. So that would have been a nice week one of Big Ten play schedule going out to L.A. But, you know, it's cool. And I talked to buddies still at Northwestern, and I'm excited for them. They'll have a cool opportunity to see some new places.
Yeah, as a student broadcaster at Penn State, I'm jealous I don't get to make any trips out to L.A. as well. Michael Troutwine, outstanding catcher, now outfielder a little bit. Great positive influence here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Coming up next, the pregame show. We've got starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
We've waited long enough. It is baseball time here in Tampa on this Wednesday night. Game two of this six-game series between the Tortugas and Tarpons. This will be a seven-inning contest because of the late start time. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their skipper, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at first base. Jack Rogers will get the start in left field tonight, batting second. Stephen Layton moves up a spot to the three hole. He is at second base. Hayden Jones, the DH tonight, he will hit cleanup. Michelle Triana is over at third base in the five spot. Wilfred Astudillo behind the plate tonight. He will hit sixth. Braylon Minier makes his return to the Tortugas. He'll bat seventh and be the shortstop. Batting eighth, in center field, Rafael Franco, he homered last night, and Fidel Castro came in as a defensive replacement late in the game yesterday. He'll bat ninth and be in right field. For the Tampa Tarpons, their lineup put together by their first-year skipper, Rachel Balkovic. Alexander Vargas homered last night. He'll be the DH leading off. Jason Dominguez bats second in center field, batting third at first base, Anthony Garcia cleaning up behind the plate, Antonio Gomez. Marcos Cabrera Third baseman in the five spot, Ben Cowles, plays at short tonight, hitting sixth. Grant Richardson in right, bats seventh. Kyle Battle, the left fielder, in the eighth spot. And Luis Santos will bat ninth. He is at second base. Tyrone Uhle getting the start for the Tampa Tarpons here tonight. Uhle standing at 6'4", 180 pounds. And before this game can even get underway, it looks like the pitcher Uhle and Rachel Balkovic talking with the home plate umpire up the first base line. Home plate umpire tonight, Christian Argueza. Base umpire tonight, Connor McKenna, has joined in on the conversation as well, looking at something it appears to be with Yuli's glove. We saw last night a minor delay early in the game when Austin Callahan had to leave his post at first base to go put a belt on, grabbing a spare one from someone in the Daytona dugout. But fitting that after all this rain delay, that didn't feature any rain, I might add, they will hand Uhle a new glove, and that'll be the one he'll operate with tonight. Uhle making his 14th start, 2-2, a 4.64 ERA, 35 hits, and 52 and a third innings, 34 walks, and 52 strikeouts. Austin Callahan will lead off. He had a great game last night, and the righty's first pitch is a fastball cut on and missed. And we're underway at 9:01 Eastern Time. We'll be officially a 1 hour and or a 2 hour and 31 minute delay as Austin Callahan attacks the second pitch. Ground ball in the hole between first and second. Diving play by Santos to his left on the outfield grass. Gets up, throws to first. And Callahan robbed of a base hit here to start the night. One away for the left fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers hitting at 268 in 40 games with Daytona, has 18 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 23 RBIs. As a righty swings and misses. And the count is 0-1. Rogers, lefty batter, drove in a couple of runs last night. The 0-1. And that pitch on the inside corner, another strike. It is 0-2. Uhle was fantastic in his last start for Tampa. The 0-2 pitch up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Struck out a season-high 10, twice as many as he had recorded in any other game this year. No walks, two hits, and 5 1/3 innings earned the win. 1-2 pitch at the letters, got him looking. Tyrone Uhle picks up the strikeout, 95 miles an hour up in the zone. First strikeout tonight for the right-hander. Two out in the first for Stephen Layton. Layton had a base hit last night, hitting at 245 in 44 games. 19 extra base hits, 6 homers, 21 RBIs. And he takes outside for ball one. Defensive alignment behind Uhle. First the 1-0 pitch. And Layton out in front of the slider. It is 1-1. Left to right in the outfield, Kyle Battle, Jason Dominguez, and Grant Richardson. Third to first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Ben Cowles, Luis Santos, and Anthony Garcia, the 1-1. And Uhle steps off. Antonio Gomez doing the catching behind the plate tonight for the Tarpons. 1-1, and Layton takes high. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Was a humid day here in the Tampa area. It's cooled down a little bit now. The 2-1, a humpback line drive. Threw into center field, a base hit. Stephen Layton has a knock in each of the first two games of this series. And his two-out base hit puts a man on for Hayden Jones. Jones reached base 5 times last night. Average up to 245. 8 doubles, 4 homers, 18 RBIs. Right now in Tampa, 81 degrees. And the first pitch, the lefty hitter, is taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Real feel at 90. 16-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south-southwest. American flag out in left center, blowing sharply out to left as Jones takes high and away. It is one ball and one strike. Yuli has pitched extremely well as of late for Tampa, dating back to May the 17th. 1-1, Jones a flare into right center field. That one's going to get in for a base hit. Leighton around second on his way to third, bobbled in center by Dominguez, but no extra advance from either base runner. Back-to-back two-out singles from Leighton and Jones, and Daytona with runners at the corners and two out for the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana hitless last night, did reach base on a hit by pitch. 217 average on the year in 65 games. 17 extra base hits, 5 homers. Leads the team with 28 RBIs. Righty against lefty. And Triana can't get around on the 95-mile-an-hour heat. It's 0-1. But Yuli in his last 8 starts, 1-0 record, a 2.53 ERA, about 2 runs less than his season total. As Triana takes up and in, it's 1-1. 33 strikeouts in 32 innings. Has walked 20 in that span. The ERA trending in the right direction for the man who won't turn 21 until next month. The 1-1 pitch, and Triana lunging at a slider down and in. That's been one of his Achilles heels this year. It is quickly 1-2. Runners at the corners, two out here in the top of the first. Scoreless contest. One-two pitch, and Triana takes the heater high. It is even at 2-2. Yuli, fastball slider, rarely throws a changeup. That according to the Pitch Effects and Hawkeye technology. Slider gets a lot of fly balls, primarily 12-6 movement. Leighton dancing off of third, the 2-2 pitch, and Triana fouls it over the netting. And a few rows in front of us, it is 2 balls and 2 strikes still. Fastball gets a lot of swings and misses, some natural sink, changeup much firmer than usual. Gets a lot of fly balls and slight arm side fade. 2-2, and Triana off the hands. This one back in a souvenir right in front of a fan, plays it off the chair-backed seat. Remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 20th pitch of the first for Yuli. Another break even, and Triana takes up and away. It's a full count. That will release Jones from first base as he is forced at second. Wilford Astudillo hoping for an opportunity on deck. Runner goes, payoff pitch, inside, ball 4. So 3 straight, 2-out base runners for Daytona on a couple of singles and a walk. And the bases are full for Wilford Astudillo. Astudillo had a base hit last night, also walked a career high, tying twice. Hitting 240 in 31 games now. 7 doubles, no homers, 12 RBIs. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Daytona as a team hitting 246 with the bases loaded. Astudillo struck out in his 1 plate appearance this year with the bags full. Yuli from the windup, first pitch. And Astudillo takes high for ball 1. Tampa walked 10 hitters last night, was tied for the most received by Daytona offensively this year. 1-0, and Astudillo takes a delayed called strike. Thanks to the ABS system, it's 1-1. Automatic ABS system Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the FSL on the road now. ABS challenge system Thursday through Sunday, the 1-1. And Astudillo fouls it through the legs of the catcher Gomez, it's 1-2. That ABS challenge system is manual umpiring, with each team getting 3 challenges to the automated system. Has to be made by the pitcher, catcher, or hitter. No challenges from the dugout. Bases loaded, two out, the 1-2. And Astudillo out of play. Deep down the left field line. It stays out of ball and two strikes. Quiet night in Tampa. It never really rained. Tarp was placed on the field right around 6:15 Eastern time. Had been a lightning warning in the area for several hours dating back to maybe 4:30-ish. The 1-2 inside. And Astudillo runs the count even. But there definitely was the fair share of lightning. A lot of ominous clouds rolled in from the first base line, but never brought the downpour that it looked like it would, as Astudillo, a humpback flare, caught by the third baseman Cabrera to his left. And Astudillo retired, and Daytona strands him loaded in the first. Tortugas load the bases with two outs on a couple of singles and a walk, but can't do any damage. Through a half an inning, Daytona nothing. Here come the Tarpons on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Tanner Cooper to work for Daytona. Tampa lineup tonight, Vargas, Dominguez, Garcia, the top of the order. Gomez, Cabrera, Cowles, 4, 5, and 6. Richardson, Battle, and Luis Santos making up the bottom third of the Tampa order. Tanner Cooper making the start for the Tortugas tonight. Alexander Vargas to lead off. Hit the first pitch of yesterday's game for a home run. Today takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Cooper standing at 6'2", 217 pounds. 22 years old from Farmington, New York. Is this one out of play down the left field line? It is 0-2. Cooper, Reds' 35th round pick in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College in Canandaigua, New York. Cooper making his 16th appearance and 10th start, the 0-2. Struck him out. Fastball up in the zone. Cooper gets him with a 91-mile-an-hour heater, and he strikes out the first man he faces to start the first. One away for Jason Dominguez. Had a couple of base hits and an RBI last night. Dominguez hitting at 267 in 73 games. 28 extra base hits, 9 homers, 36 batted in. That leads the team. And the Martian takes outside for ball one. Cooper, 4-1, a 3.1 ERA. Is that down and in for ball two? One save out of the bullpen, 56 hits in 61 innings, the 2-0. And Dominguez powers it to the screen. It is 2-1. Cooper, 56 hits in 61 innings, 15 walks, 57 strikeouts, the 2-1. And Dominguez takes high. It is 3-1. Opponents hitting 235 off the righty entering today. The 3-1 on the outer half. Gets it with a fastball. It's a full count. Defensive alignment behind Cooper. We'll get that to you after this payoff pitch. Righty offers. And that one on the outside corner at 91. Is strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cooper to start the night. One looking, one swinging, two away for Anthony Garcia. Garcia had an RBI base hit last night, hitting at a .196 in 71 games, 44 for 224, 17 extra base hits, tied for the team lead with 11 homers and 34 RBI. Righty against lefty, and the first pitch Garcia sees is low for ball one. Left to right in the outfield for Daytona, Jack Rogers, Rafael Franco, and Fidel Castro has that up and away, 2-0. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Braylon Minier, Stephen Layton, and Austin Callahan is that up and away, 3-0. With Wilford Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate. 3-0 pitch, and Garcia looks at a strike. It is 3-1. Cooper, no decision in his last start. Gave up one unearned run on five innings against the Mets. The 3-1 fouled over the screen and off to our left. Off the facing of the concourse, it is a full count. Cooper walked two, struck out two. Gave up three hits in those five frames. Matched a career high. The 3-2 pitch on the inside corner. Tanner Cooper strikes out the side in order. Dialed it up to 93 on the inside black. And Coop retires the side 1-2-3 after a 151-minute break to start the night. Through one, no score here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, no score here in Tampa. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Braylon Minier will lead off. The first pitch he sees back in a Daytona uniform popped in the air to shallow left. Back into his right, the shortstop Cowles. And he'll make the catch above his lid. One pitch, one out for the Tarpons defensively in the second inning. Brings up Rafael Franco, had a multi-RBI game last night. A bases-loaded walk that tied the game in the second. Hit a solo home run to left in the fourth inning. Was his first home run in over a year. As he takes a strike atop the zone, it's 0-1. Had not homered since July the 10th of last year in the Arizona Complex League. Swing and a miss. And that pitch up and away. It is 0-2. Franco in Daytona this year. 2-4-15 at the plate as this one popped to the right and a souvenir in the first base seats. It is still 0-2. Franco 2-for-15 at the plate with a home run and two RBIs. The 0-2, Franco thought about it. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. It is 1-2. Tampa tonight wearing the light blue alternate uniforms. Tarpons across the chest in silver. Another 0-2 pitch, got him swinging. Off speed away from Yuli. Punches him out on the slide piece. Second strikeout tonight. Two out in the second inning for the right fielder, Fidel Castro. Castro, a native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican, hitting .222 in 28 games. Two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs, and he takes outside for ball one. Tampa blue vest jerseys, navy sleeves at either end of the cutout top. As that inside for ball two. Navy pinstriped, home white pants down to the ankles for Yuli. Black and white Nike cleats buried into the field mound. As Castro takes up and in, it is three balls and no strikes. Two-tone cap, light blue on the top, navy blue bill. 3-0 pitch, strike up in the zone, it is 3-1. Got that silver T-shaped fishhook logo on the front. 3-1 pitch, and Castro can't get around on 93, it's a full count. Base is empty, two out. Top of the second inning, no score. This game delayed about an hour, or about 150 minutes due to lightning as Castro late on the heater. 94 up in the zone. Yuli comes back from behind in the count 3-0 to pick up the strikeout. Records his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Daytona goes down on 12 pitches after 1.5. Still scoreless here from George M. Steinbrenner Field.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary T-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Antonio Gomez to lead off for Tampa here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Tanner Cooper is taken high for ball one. Heart of the lineup due up for Tampa in the inning as Gomez takes a called strike. It is quickly 1-1. Gomez another swing and a miss. Cooper working at a lightning pace at the moment. It's a ball and two strikes. We've grown accustomed to that from Coop. Gomez hitting .232, three homers, 21 RBIs. And this one off the end of the bat and out of the stadium to the right-hand side. It stays at 1-2. Gomez had a couple hits last night and an RBI in the eighth inning. The 1-2 breaking ball misses up. Two balls and two strikes. Daytona wearing the dark green alternate uniforms today. Tortugas across the chest in white. 2-2 pitch. Gomez fouls it to the screen. We'll do it once more. White numerals front and back, powder blue border. Gray pants for Cooper all the way down to his ankles. Another 2-2 pitch, and Gomez in the air to center. Waiting on it, now coming in a few steps at the last second. And Franco able to pick it up, makes the catch on the forehand. One away in the second inning. Brings up Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera hitting a .195 in 70 games. 21 extra base hits, tied for the team lead, 11 homers, 30 batted in. And Cooper goes 5-hole on Astudillo. It is one ball and no strikes. White cleats buried into the stadium mound for Cooper. As that brushes Cabrera back up and in, it is 2-0. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front, the 2-0 pitch. Cabrera out in front, it is 2-1. Dimensions here in Tampa, 318 down the line in left, 408 to straightaway center. 314 to the line in right as Cabrera can't get his hands up on the fastball. 90 up in the zone, it is 2-2. Here in the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, this game was scheduled to start about 3 hours ago. 2-2 pitch, struck him out. Fastball up, fourth strikeout tonight for Cooper. Out of the five he's registered today. Two out in the second inning. Sends up the shortstop, Ben Cowles. Cowles, 263 average in 52 games. 19 extra base knocks, 7 homers, 27 RBIs. And this one sky to right center field. Back end to his left, Franco calling for it in the gap, waved off by the right fielder Castro. And he'll make the catch in the alleyway to close out yet another 1-2-3 inning. Tanner Cooper needing 13 pitches in the second. Two innings complete out of 7. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172. Or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network, bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Scoreless game, 7-inning contest, minor league rule, any game that starts after 9 o'clock must be 7 innings in length, and that is the situation for us today. Top of the lineup, due up for Daytona, Austin Callahan to lead off, and he takes inside for ball one. Callahan grounded out to second his first time up. He is 0 for 1 tonight. He's been swinging a great bat as of late, the 1-0. Callahan takes inside. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Callahan, since June the 18th, his last 16 games, hitting .302 with an .855 OPS as he's early on the off speed. Changed it up on him. It is 2-1. Callahan, 7 runs scored, 6 doubles, a homer, 7 RBIs in that stretch as there's a called strike. Slider, it's 2-2. 3-1 pitch from Yuli. And Callahan hits a drive down the left field line over to his right, battle, and he'll run out of room. Lands by the Daytona bullpen area. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callahan, Rogers, Layton. 3 due up to bat for Daytona in the inning. Roddy fires Callahan a hard ground ball through the hole between first and second. Another base hit. Callahan has picked up a knock now in 14 of his last 16 games. And Daytona with the leadoff man aboard, their third hit of the game. 99.5 off the bat for Callahan. Sends up the left fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers struck out looking his first trip. Roddy's first pitch, and Rogers a laser about five rows back to the right of Tampa's first base dugout. Hit at 102 miles an hour. It is 0-1. Rogers has been one of the best hitters in this league since joining Daytona's roster and making his debut back on the 24th of May. Since that date, entering play today, tied for the league lead in doubles with 11. As there is a called strike, 92 on the outer half. It is 0-2. In that span, Rogers also third in the league in extra base hits. Tied for fourth in triples as he takes down and in. Change up that time from Yuli. It is 1-2. He's fifth in total bases, tied for fifth in RBI. Tied for sixth in runs scored, seventh in hits, ninth in slugging, and tenth in batting average since joining the Daytona roster from High A. Callahan off first, the 1-2. And Rogers punched out. Just barely caught the top of the zone. 84-mile-an-hour slider, probably not where Yuli was looking to place it. Bad luck for Rogers with the automated strike zone. One out in the third inning for Stephen Layton. Layton single to center, was stranded at third back in the opening inning. Roddy deals, runner goes. Pitch a called strike, the throw down, the tag in time to get him. Great tag by Luis Santos out in front of the square, applying it to the back of Callahan's jersey as he was sliding by. And just like that, two out in the inning. Second time Callahan has been caught stealing in this series. Now the 0-1, and Layton takes outside 1-1. Layton now has a base hit in 10 of his last 12 games and 6 of his last 7. As he hits that one over the head of the third base coach, Lenny Harris. Clangs off the netting behind him. It's 1-2. Nobody on it, nobody out. Or nobody on, two out, excuse me. Top of the third, the pitch outside. Slider from Yuli. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Layton 8 for his last 24, including his base hit back in the first inning. 2-2 pitch. And Layton hits one high in the air in the infield. Three infielders converging. Ben Cowles, the shortstop, calls everyone off. Adjacent to the pitcher's mound, a few feet behind it, makes the catch. And Yuli has his second straight inning facing the minimum. Works around a leadoff single, benefited by the caught stealing at the end of 2.5, still scoreless here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? take a look at the turtle's nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Daytona and Tampa scoreless. Tarpons have been retired, 6-6 to start. As the lefty batting Grant Richardson takes ball one. Richardson battles Santos. 3-2 up in the inning as he tomahawks one deep down the left field line. Long run back into his right for Rogers, but this one a foul ball. And the count evens at 1-1. Richardson had a base hit in the ninth inning last night, was stranded at second base when Owen Holt ended the game on a fly ball to right. Richardson hitting 250, 54 games, 17 extra base hits, 6 homers and 32 RBIs. Righty against lefty, the 1-1. And Cooper hits the bottom of the zone. It is 1-2. Former FSL Player of the Week. This one, a foul ball to the hands. Pushed back behind the plate, stays at 1-2. Richardson, 3-game hitting streak dating back to the Fort Myers series, as this one pulled on the ground, foul. To the right of first, will do it once more. Richardson, 3-4 his last 10 entering play tonight, had a great month of June. Hit 362 in the season's third month. Hit 5 of his 6 home runs and drove in 19 of his first 25 in that month, as this one laced into left center field. Long run coming in is the left fielder. Rogers will have to play it on a bounce. Make it a 4-game hitting streak for Grant Richardson, as Tampa has their first base runner on a soft looping single in the left. Here's the righty swinging left fielder, Kyle Battle. Battle did not play in the opening game last night. Hitting a 174 in 24 games, 7 doubles, a homer, and 7 RBIs. Righty batter rests that bat on his back shoulder. Cooper's first pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Astudillo, it is 1-0. Take a look around the FSL here at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. This is the only game still going. Everything has gone final, the 1-0 pitch. This one lifted towards the line in right. Castro over to his left on the warning track in fair territory, makes the catch. Throws behind the runner at first, not in time. So Battle retired on the opposite field fly ball. One away for Luis Santos. He's made a couple of nice defensive plays tonight already, hitting 202 in 29 games. 17 for 84, 5 doubles, a triple. No homers, 4 RBIs. Righty batter, righty pitcher. And Cooper's first toss across chest high for a strike at 90. It's 0-1. But everything has gone final. Dunedin and St. Lucie played a doubleheader today out at Clover Park. They were rained out last night, the 0-1. And there is a slider strike. It is 0-2. St. Lucie taking game one 5-2. Junior Tillian, a solo home run, his 8th of the year. A long pause. The 0-2. And Santos fouls that one to the back of the seating bowl. Remains at no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2. Anthony's got him looking. Painted beautifully at the bottom of the strike zone. Tanner Cooper with his 4th punch out tonight. 2 out in the third. Brings up the top of the Tampa order. And Alexander Vargas struck out his first time. Vargas never got you his numbers. Hitting a 187. Is the switch hitter in 69 games. 16 extra base hits. 5 homers. 25 RBIs. And the switch hitter batting lefty takes outside for ball one. Justin Dillon making a rehab appearance, as did Eric Pardino. Dillon for St. Lucie, Pardino for Dunedin. As that misses outside. And Vargas quickly ahead 2-0. Game two went to the Mets as well. St. Lucie a 6-3 winner there, their 50th win of the season. 2-0 pitch, and Vargas dropped to a knee trying to hit that one. Fastball at 89. It is two balls and one strike. One on, two out. Bottom of the third in a scoreless seven-inning game. Richardson leads off first, and this one lined into left field. That one down in front of Rogers, a base hit. Richardson going to third, ball bobbled. They're going to send Richardson to the plate. Meniere's relay throw, the tag by Astudillo is not in time. Throw to third in time to get Vargas trying to advance there. So it'll be a base hit for Vargas, and the fielding error and left by Rogers allows Richardson to be able to come around and score. An aggressive wave from the third base coach pays off as Jones, or rather Astudillo, could not make the tag in time. One run, two hits, one costly error, and nobody left on the out at third at the end of three. Tampa a 1-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
So the base hit and the fielding error allows Tampa to take the lead. Top of the lineup, the middle of the lineup due up for Daytona here in the fourth. Hayden Jones, Michelle Triana, Wilfred Astudillo, the three due up against the righty Tyrone Yuley, who gets to work with the lead for the first time today. Tortugas, no runs, three hits, and it looks like they did not give Rogers an error on that play, which will cost a potential earned run. Against Tanner Cooper. Well, here is Hayden Jones, and he attacks the first pitch, hits it in the air to left, back into his right, now curling towards the line and in. And Kyle Battle makes the running catch for the first out of the inning. Yeah, they did not give an error on that play to Jack Rogers, just a straight single, and then the run scoring on the base hit. Missed call there from the official scorer, the 0-1, and Triana hits this one hard and fair past the diving glove of the first baseman and down the right field line. Played well off the carom out there by Richardson, and that's going to hold Triana to a first pitch single. Fourth hit of the night for Daytona. And they've got a man on with one out for Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo walked his first time up, was stranded on base in the opening inning. And he takes up and in. It is one ball and no strikes. Righty against the switch hitter. And Astudillo batting left-handed, hits a pop-up in a shallow center. Coming on, and it is Dominguez. And he'll make the catch by the bill of that two-tone cap for the second out. Two away in the fourth for Braylon Minear. Minear flied out on a pop-up to short on the first pitch he saw. Entered play in Daytona today, hitting .175 in 19 games, 10 for 57. Two doubles, three homers, seven RBIs, and again he attacks the first pitch and pops it off the end of the bat. Shallow center, Dominguez calling for it. Two infielders in front of him. And Dominguez makes the catch coming in over his shoulder to close out a harmless top half of the fourth inning. Daytona picks up a hit, but only five pitches thrown from Tyrone Uhle. 3.5 in the books, 1-0 Tampa on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, looks like they did make a change on the scoring decision, and they did give an error to Rogers that allowed that run to score in the bottom of the third inning as Jason Dominguez fouls off the first pitch. It is 0-1. And he now takes down and away. It is one ball and one strike. So shout out to the official score here in Tampa for getting it right after the fact. Better late than never as that one fouled away 1-2. Elvin Fernandez has come in for Braylon Minear at shortstop. As that one low, 2-2, did not see anything happen with Minear. He was the last out of the top half of the inning as Dominguez strikes out looking. Cooper gets him on an offering down, fastball. Another strikeout for Tanner tonight. He's now K'd at 6-3 innings. Sends up the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Struck out looking his first time against Cooper. And the first pitch popped off the hands. It is 0-1. But Elvin Fernandez is now in the game at shortstop. I don't know if that might have been a disciplinary thing as Garcia can't connect. It's 0-2. Maybe didn't want Minear to swing at that first pitch of the at-bat. That's about as much as I could come up with from what I could see here from George M. Steinbrenner Field. The 0-2 and Garcia, another foul ball. It remains no balls and two strikes. Nobody on, one out. Tampa a 1-0 lead in this 7-inning game. Game delayed 2.5 hours due to lightning, the 0-2, and Garcia sends that one hard and out of play. We'll do it once more at 0-2. Well, continuing our look around the FSL today, we mentioned the Mets won game one of their doubleheader against Dunedin, 5-2. They won the nightcap, 6-3. Omar De Los Santos, a pair of home runs, his 11th and 12th of the year. Solo shot in a three-run blast, the 0-2. Taken down and in. It is one ball and two strikes. Fort Myers and Clearwater played a matinee today as well. It's only two night games today in the league, this being one of the two. And a swing and a miss. Cooper got him. Slider in at 82. And Tanner Cooper, another K tonight. Make that 7 on the evening. Two out in the fourth inning for Antonio Gomez. Cooper now one strikeout shy of matching his career high as Gomez takes outside for ball one. Gomez flied out to center in his first plate appearance. This one fouled immediately to the screen. It is 1-1. Fort Myers a 6-2 win at home this afternoon over the Threshers, the 1-1. And Gomez late on the fastball up at 90. It is 1-2. Cooper looking for a harmless inning, and he strikes out Gomez to end the frame. For the second time tonight, Tanner Cooper strikes out the side in order. He has punched out a career-high, tying 8 batters through 4 innings tonight. But his offense needs to get in gear. Daytona trailing by a run, 1-0, headed to the fifth in a 7-inning game. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth, Tampa leading Daytona 1-0. Rafael Franco lays a bunt down, picked up by Gomez in front of home plate on the grass, spins and throws a bullet onto the first baseman, Anthony Garcia, to take away a bunt single from Franco to start the top half of the fifth inning. Gomez, known for a great arm behind the plate. Some prognosticators have it as an 80 on the 20-80 scouting scale. And you just saw it there on that spinning throw to retire Franco one away on one pitch in the inning. And the first toss of this at-bat to Fidel Castro misses for ball one. Yuli at 61 pitches right now with one out in the fifth, as Castro can't hold up on that pitch up and in. Fastball from Yuli. It is 1-1. Continuing our look around the FSL, these innings have gone by fast. Fort Myers, a 6-2 winner in a matinee today at home against Clearwater. 1-1. Castro up and away, 2-1. Noah Cardenas hit a two-run homer, his fourth of the year for Fort Myers. They're beginning to find their footing after a slow start to the second half. The 2-1. And Castro pulls his head out on the slide piece. It is 2-2. Bradenton and Jupiter also played an afternoon game today. Marauders walking it off at 10 on a Juan Jerez RBI single as Castro a liner in a left and down in front of Battle for a base hit. Fidel Castro continues his strong play. He sends a missile into left field and Daytona a one-out base runner in the fifth for the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Callahan has grounded out to second on a nice diving play by Santos and rolled a single into right before being caught stealing in the third. Righty's pitch. And Callahan watches that sail up above his shoulders. One ball and no strikes. Christian Santiago, three-run home run for Jupiter already. His third home run with the Hammerheads this year. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down by Gomez, and he is out by a country mile. What a fantastic throw by Gomez, almost like a pitch out. That time for Muley, it was away and a little bit up. And Gomez throwing a perfect strike on to Ben Cowles to throw out Castro trying to steal the bag. And now Callahan swinging 1-1. Fouls it into the third base seats. It is one ball and two strikes. Second batter. Her second runner, Gomez, has caught tonight as Yuli picks up a K. Struck him out on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball dripping outside. Yuli picking up the punch-out. That is his fifth. And he faces the minimum once again in the inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the caught stealing. Time to get up and stretch in this seven-inning game. Headed to the bottom of the fifth. Tampa a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Tanner Cooper back to the hill as he moved to the bottom of the fifth inning in this seven-inning affair. Tampa a 1-0 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. First pitch swinging, Marcos Cabrera putting one out of the stadium. Out beyond the Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Out in straightaway left field. His team-leading 12th home run of the year, 104 miles an hour off the bat, 401 feet. Cabrera's 12th home run leads off the fifth and gives Tampa a 2-0 lead. Twelfth home run, 31st RBI, and a lot like Ben Rice's home run in the fifth inning last night, little doubt on that charge from Cabrera as Ben Cowles takes high for ball one. This one grounded foul. Wide of third, it is 1-1. That home run given up by Cooper, first he's allowed in almost a month, dating back to June 18th on the road in Lakeland. A 1-1. And Cowles can't get his hands up on the heater. 90 miles an hour that time from Coop. It is 1-2. Base is empty. Nobody out or run in. The pitch. And Cooper misses high. It is 2-2. Only score in the league we haven't told you about today was the only other night game. That was at Roger Dean. Cardinals and Flying Tigers as that misses inside and low. And the count moves to full. 3-2. Cardinals a 1-0 win. Thomas Francisco had an RBI. As this one, a line drive in and out of the glove of the third baseman, Triana. Barehand throw to first, and Cowles, too fast, beats it out for an infield hit. Hit at 99 on the screws. Triana dove out headlong towards the second base bag to reel it in. Ball was in his mitt and then slowly rolled out onto the dirt. And so Tampa has the first two men on here to start the fifth inning. Now it's Grant Richardson. Single to left, his first trip. Came around to score on the error. And he takes outside for ball one. Dancing off of first is Cowles. 1-0 pitch. And that finds the zone low and inside. Another fastball from Cooper. It is 1-1. Tinkens was outstanding again today for Palm Beach. Struck out 8. Allowed just one hit over 4 shutout innings. As he continues to work up his pitch count in his young pro career. Top of the 10 o'clock hour in the East. As that misses high. 2-1. Tampa, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have not left anyone yet tonight. Daytona, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They have left 4. As that one up and away called strike. Hitting that top left quadrant, it is 2-2. Cooper at the belt. The 2-2. And Richardson off the hands into right field towards the line. Castro makes the catch. Hustling back to first, Cowles. And he'll get in there ahead of the throw from Castro. So Richardson retired for the first out of the fifth inning. One away for Kyle Battle. Left fielder fly to right his first time. He is 0-1. First pitch to Battle, sent deep down the right field line. That one landing over by the Dex Imaging Bullpen Club. It is 0-1. Couple more members of the Home Run Derby were announced today as Battle slices one deep down the right field line, hooking towards the pole. Is it fair? No, it is not, a foul ball. The Tampa dugout started cheering, as did the folks in the first base seats. He's rounding the bases like it's a home run, but just as he got to third base, he realized it was ruled a foul ball. Rachel Balkovic has her hands up to the sky, asking the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, or rather Christian Argueza, how that was a foul ball. We're a little bit angled here behind home plate in Tampa. So it's hard to tell exactly from our point of view. Balkovic still having the conversation with Argueza, and there will be no meeting between the two umpires. The call will stand as a foul ball instead of an opposite field two-run home run. It is a foul ball. Looks like the Tampa hitting coach, Kevin Martyr, has come out to pick up the argument. Never left the warning track by the on-deck circle for Tampa. So Daytona may be catching a break there as Battle nearly put one out to right field. And now time is called. But Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners, Jose Ramirez of the Guardians confirmed as participants in the Home Run Derby coming up on Monday as Cooper bounces the slider. It is one ball and two strikes. Cooper up at 74 pitches tonight. Well, Rodriguez looking to become the youngest home run derby winner ever. There have only been a few rookies to ever win the home run derby. Dancing off first, Cowles. A long pause from Cooper, now the 1-2. And that one gets the righty looking. Battle takes one at the bottom of the zone. The ninth strikeout tonight for Tanner Cooper, that a new career high. Two out in the fifth inning. Brings up Luis Santos. Santos struck out looking. His first plate appearance, 0-1. But the last two rookies to win the home run derby off the end of the bat from Santos, foul to the screen, were players in this league. Aaron Judge, former Tampa Yankee, and someone was just ejected. And I think it was Kevin Martyr, the hitting coach from the first base dugout, and now he's walking on a beeline to the home plate umpire, Christian Argueza. Argueza not even looking at him. And Martyr standing by Argueza's right shoulder, still pointing out towards the right field fair foul pole, saying that the ball that was hit by Battle should have been a home run. So clearly once he struck out, Martyr giving an earful to the umpiring crew, particularly Argueza, Rachel Palkovic, the manager and first base coach, down from her post to reel Martyr in and try and get him back to the clubhouse. Turns around, has some final words before he heads back to the dugout. Martyr gets a round of applause from the Tampa crowd, sticking up for his player. And again, like I said a few seconds ago, that on an angle, regardless of what I would have said, I'm not 100% one way or the other. So I'm going to leave that judgment to the guys who get paid to make those decisions. Cowles again jumping off of first as the front door slider misses inside. It is 1-1. But former St. Lucie Met Pete Alonso, the most recent rookie to win the home run derby back in 2019. Throwback to first. Wally Joyner was a rookie when he and Darryl Strawberry were co-champions in 1986. 1-1. Outside. Fastball, it is 2-1. Vlad Guerrero Jr., Pete Alonso, the last two rookies to participate in 2019. Haven't been a ton of former Mariners who have participated in the Derby. Ken Griffey Jr., the only one to win. Is this one a pop fly in or right? Drifting back is Castro in front of the warning track. He'll make the catch to retire the side. But Tampa rallies, gets a run on the long home run to left from Marcos Cabrera, and strands another man aboard and nearly came close to another home run down the right field line. Five innings in the books. Tampa a 2-0 lead. All the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
2-0 Tampa as we move to the sixth inning. 2-3 and 4 due up for Daytona against Tyrone Uhle. And Uhle pinches up and away. It is one ball and no strikes. Rogers has struck out twice tonight. Layton and Jones will follow as Rogers out in front of the off speed. It is 1-1. We're talking about the home run derby. Only one more participant has yet to be announced. 1-1 pitch. Rogers out in front once again, this time on a slider. It is 1-2. But Pete Alonso, who's won the last two home run derbies, will be in it. Former St. Lucie Met. 1-2 pitch high. It is 2-2. The Nationals, Juan Soto will be in it. The Braves, Ronald Acuna Jr., former Florida Fire Frog in this league. Albert Pujols, the longtime Cardinal and Angel, will be in it as well, as this one popped into shallow center. Ben Cowles backing up on it, and with the center fielder Dominguez on his hip, Cowles makes the catch, one away in the top of the sixth inning. Leadoff man retired once again. Uhle has only allowed leadoff man to reach in one of six innings tonight. That was back in the third. Stephen Layton, 1-2, and he takes the sweeping breaking ball outside for ball one. Pujols, I don't think he ever played in this league coming up through the system. I think it predated the Palm Beach Cardinals as Layton with a foul ball. It is 1-1. Yep. Actually, Pujols never played in high A ball. Or actually did play in high A ball in his minor league career. I stand corrected. Skipped over double A. As Layton punches it to the mesh netting, it's 1-2. When Pujols was in the minors, the Cardinals' high A affiliate was in Potomac, Maryland. In the Carolina League, the 1-2. And Layton hammers one left center field. Long run back into his right. Dominguez leaps. He can't get there. This one's going to roll all the way to the wall. Layton's on his way to second. He's going to make the turn for three. The relay by Cowles. The tag. And he can't swim around the tag. He is out at third base. Layton a little over-aggressive there. Dominguez has a great arm in center. And now an argument has brewed between Daytona and Tampa. People are going back and forth. Tyrone Uhle is irate. Lenny Harris telling him to get out of here. That's about as frustrated as I've seen Lenny Harris this year. Clearing from the bullpen is Tampa's bullpen. A few people from the Tampa bench, as is from the Daytona bench. I don't know what happened. I don't know if Stephen Layton said something. Jeffrey Sierra came over from the first base coach's box. Two umpires are staring at each other over near third base. Oh, it was something between Tyrone Uhle and Stephen Layton. Gookie Dawkins still standing outside the dugout along the warning track all the way by the home plate side. Rachel Balkovic, Tampa manager, out to talk. Daytona's bullpen never really left their vicinity down the left field line. It'll be a double for Stephen Layton, thrown out trying to stretch it to three. .865 on the out. I don't know if he had issue with the tag. Maybe the celebration from Uhle. I'm not sure. Uhle tips his cap to the crowd as Balkovic will make a pitching change. New arm coming in. What a weird sequence of events. The second out in the sixth. Base is empty. Tampa a 2-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views.
We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Harold Cortijo, the new arm in the game for Tampa, as Hayden Jones takes outside for ball one. And now he swings and misses. The count is 1-1. Wild sixth inning. Stephen Layton thrown out trying to advance to third on a double. Benches sort of cleared as Jones now swings. Deep drive, right field, fair or foul. That one's on the top of the outfield bar. Hayden Jones putting one way out of sight to right field. Welcome to the game, Harold Cortijo. Hayden Jones puts one in the right field seats. His fifth home run of the year, his 19th RBI, and Daytona's within a run. It is 2-1. And some jeers from the Tampa crowd as they thought the ball down the right field line in the bottom of the fifth inning was a home run. And according to some folks in the press box here, it wasn't particularly close from their vantage point as Michel Triana takes low for ball one. That one popped foul. Back into the left. And the count is 1-1. Triana has walked and singled tonight. The righty's 1-1, and Triana swings and drives one out to right field. Back into his left, Richardson. But this one's going to stay in the ballpark. And in front of the Alessi Italian food signs, makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But a near benches clearing incident, a missed opportunity with an out on the bases, and a long home run to right from Hayden Jones to the bottom of the sixth. Tampa a 2-1 lead in this seven-inning game from George M. Steinbrenner Field.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tampa a 2-1 lead. Brett Lockwood on to face the top of the Tarpons order. And the side armor misses outside for ball one. Great night for Tanner Cooper yet again. Although leaves as the pitcher of record on the losing side, the 1-0, and Vargas taps it off his foot before it rolls up the first base line. It is 1-1. Vargas 1-for-2 has singled. He's also struck out tonight. Final line for Tanner Cooper, 5 innings, ties a career high. 2 runs, 1 earned on 4 hits as this tap towards the Tampa dugout. It is 1-2. Gave up 4 hits, no walks, a career high, 9 strikeouts. 3 of the last 4 games, Daytona has seen their starting pitcher strike out exactly 9. As Vargas hits this one on the ground wide of first, stays 1-2. Cooper did give up the home run. That is the difference in this ball game right now in the fifth. 79 pitches, 53 strikes. 20 after 10 in the East, another 1-2 pitch. And that one low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockwood making his 14th appearance, 1-1, a 4.78 ERA. 35 hits and 26 in a third innings, 11 walks and 20 strikeouts, the 2-2. This is outside, it's a full count. Lockwood did not pitch in that St. Lucie series. Throwing for the first time since Friday, July the 1st, through a career-high 4 scoreless innings against the Cardinals. This one on the ground, past the diving glove of Stephen Layton, over it and into right field for a base hit. Second knock tonight for Vargas, and Tampa has the leadoff man on in the sixth. But to go back to that play in the top of the inning, Layton was thrown out at third base trying to stretch a double to a triple. Jason Dominguez, the batter. Dominguez 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts tonight. But I guess after Layton was tagged out at third, Yuli let out a roar of emotion and maybe said something to Layton. Runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down by Astudillo, the tag by Fernandez in time. Great throw by La Tortuguita, and Vargas is caught stealing for the first out here in the sixth. Called strike on Dominguez. 2-6 on the out at second base. And it appears the 0-1, low 1-1, that it was more of Daytona's bench that took exception to what Yuli was doing than Layton did at third base. And that what precipitated it. And after that, Yuli started shouting even more at the Daytona dugout. Is this a check swing ground ball to second? Tough play. Layton tries barehanding and just knocks it down to keep it in front. Not an easy play at all for Layton, ranging in a long ways onto the infield grass. And Jason Dominguez with the old-fashioned swinging bunt single. Man known for 110-plus-mile-per-hour exit velocities. Picks up a single on one that came off the bat at 59 miles an hour. So a couple of seeing-eye knocks for Tampa here in the seventh, or rather the sixth. Brings up Anthony Garcia with 1 on and 1 out. Garcia has struck out twice tonight, 0-for-2. Righty misses outside. And the count is 1-0. Garcia, known as a big power prospect, has struggled in the month of July, just 2-for-20, including tonight. 14 of those 20 at-bats have ended in K's. Runner goes. That pitch down and away. And on the offering, no chance for Daytona to catch Dominguez. They won't even bluff a throw. Count 2-0 on Garcia. Dominguez in at second with a stolen bag. Make that 19 stolen bases on the year for the 19-year-old. As Lockwood steps off. Garcia, ranked as the Yankees' number 28 prospect, according to Baseball America. Lockwood's 2-0. And there's a big chopper to the right side. Easier play for Layton this time. He'll underhand it to the first baseman, Callahan. Two out in the inning as Dominguez scoots up to third base. Antonio Gomez, the batter, 0-4-2 as fly to center and struck out. Daytona in the top of the seventh, trying to keep this a one-run game now. We'll have Astudillo, Fernandez, and Franco as their three scheduled batters. As Lockwood misses down by the waist of Gomez, it is 1-0. Gomez, another guy swinging a hot bat as of late, entered play today, picking up a base hit in 10 of his last 11 games. 1-0. At low. And inside as well, two balls and no strikes. Gomez hitting .378 in his last 11 games coming into tonight. Four extra base hits and six RBIs. As that down and in. And Gomez ahead 3-0. Marcos Cabrera, who homered his last trip, waiting on deck. Nearing the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from George M. Steinbrenner Field. Tampa a 2-1 lead in the sixth, a 3-0. Outside ball four. So Lockwood issues a four-pitch walk to Gomez. And the inning continues for Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera, a long home run to left on the first pitch of the fifth inning. That's the difference in this game right now. As Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with Lockwood. Cabrera was just one for his last 18 over his last six games prior to that home run. Series here in Tampa will continue tomorrow. Another 6:30 first pitch here from GMS Field. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15. Hunter Parks will get the ball for Daytona, 2-3. A 4.26 ERA. Yan Castro will get the ball for the Tarpons, 2-4. A 3.44 ERA. Tarpons looking to add some distance here. They have been at the corners and two out. And the first pitch to Marcos Cabrera down by the shins. It is 1-0. Surprising baseball move today. The Blue Jays fired their manager, Charlie Montoyo. 1-0. And Cabrera early on the slider. It is one ball and one strike. Blue Jays promoting bench coach John Schneider to the interim manager position. AAA manager from Buffalo, Casey Candeli, named the interim bench coach. 1-1 from Lockwood. On the outside, half at 88. It is 1-2. Montoyo went 500, 236 and 236 in parts of four seasons. It was just 3-9 in July. And the Blue Jays still hold a playoff spot. Now they've caught the runner between first and second. Throw down to second. Runner dancing off a third. The throw to third. The tag there is safe. Dominguez again just barely able to get in ahead of a tag. Last night it was at second on a double, this time at third. Can't really argue with the decision making at the middle infield spots by Layton and Fernandez, as well as Callahan to try and get Dominguez at third, especially with successfully keeping Antonio Gomez at first base. So it's 2-2 on Cabrera. Lockwood offers, and this one on the ground is short. Fernandez fields, underhand flip to Layton. They'll get the force there and strand a couple men aboard in the sixth. For the Tarpons in the inning, no runs, two hits, two left. We head to the seventh in this seven-inning game. Tortugas need one to tie and two to take the lead. Tampa a 2-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month,
during the Tortuga's 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items.